Pod Quiz 1091. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1091. Before we start, I would like to thank everyone who has entered the prize round from last week, and a reminder that you still have a few days left if you would like to enter. I'll need to receive your email by the 4th of March, please.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an annual anthems music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And number five, I'll need the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question one. Question two. Hey, babe, let's go out tonight. You like me and I like it all. We like dancing and we look divine. You love fans when they play it on. You want more and you want it more. Put you down, say I'm wrong. Exactly there, put down.
Question three.
Question four.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleep.
Question five.
Please tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round two.
Round two is on African geography.
Question six.
Covering much of North Africa, which is the largest hot desert in the world?
Question seven.
Which African country has the most pyramids? Egypt, Mali, or Sudan?
Question 8.
With a surface area of nearly 60,000 square kilometres, which is Africa's largest lake by area?
Question 9.
Ras Ben Saka at the tip of Cape Angela is Africa's northernmost point. In which country is it?
Question 10.
The East African Rift is an active continental rift zone caused by the splitting of the African tectonic plate into two separate plates. One is called the Nubian Plate. What is the other?
Round three.
Round three is old news. You're about to hear five short clips from contemporary news broadcasts, and in each year I'd like you to tell me the year in which they were broadcast. You're allowed to be out by 1 year either side here and still score the point.
Question 11.
Everest conquered, the New Zealander Edmund Hillary got his first mail and congratulatory telegrams from George Lowe, a fellow countryman and expedition colleague. Us 35 miles from Kathmandu, capital of Nepal, Hillary and Tenzing were welcomed and congratulated by their fellow members of the expedition.
Question 12.
This is John Rolfson, ABC Washington, with a special report on today's spectacular and historic accomplishment of the Soviet Union. According to the Russian account, the 27-year-old father of two young daughters, Major Yuri Gagarin, was launched in a 5-ton spaceship this morning, made one trip around the Earth in about an hour and a half, and at the end of that time, he was safely landed in the territory of the Soviet Union.
Question 13.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions. The majority in cases from Texas and Georgia said that the decision to end a pregnancy during the first 3 months belongs to the woman and her doctor, not the government.
Question 14.
Good evening. 3 days after the eruption of Mount St. Helens in southwest Washington state, imponderables dust the air like volcanic ash. 10 persons are known dead, 71 are missing, and one estimate is that it will take more than $150 million just for road and bridge repair.
Question 15.
The Queen has died, very sadly. She died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and Queen Consort, a reference there to Charles, he automatically becomes King, will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is literature.
Question 16.
Katniss Everdeen is the protagonist of which trilogy of books by Suzanne Collins?
Question 17.
Call Me Ishmael is the famous opening line of which book by Herman Melville?
Question 18.
Which Arthur Miller play is a dramatization of the story of the Salem witch trials? All My Sons, The Crucible, or They Too Arise?
Question 19.
Which 1847 novel by Charlotte Bronte tells the story of an orphaned girl who becomes a teacher and then a governess at Thornfield Hall?
Question 20.
In William Golding's Lord of the Flies, which character's glasses are used to start the signal fire which leads to the children being rescued? I'll be back in 2.5 minutes after Soul Africa by Juaditos.
Soul Africa, red blood is alright. Soul Africa, red blood is inside. Soul Africa, red blood is on you. Soul Africa, and the Samburu. Soul Africa, red blood is alright. Soul Africa, red blood is inside. Soul Africa, you're a chimpanzee. Soul Africa, from the Zimbabwe. Red blood is alright.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is inside.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is on you.
Soul Africa.
And the Samburu.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is alright.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is inside.
Soul Africa.
Do that Zimbabwe.
Soul Africa.
From the Zimbabwe. Red blood is alright.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is inside.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is on you.
Soul Africa.
And the Samburu.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is alright.
Soul Africa.
Red blood is inside.
Soul Africa.
Do the chimpanzee.
Soul Africa.
From the Zimbabwe. Ha 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 ha.
red blood is alright.
For Africa,
red blood is inside.
For Africa,
red blood is on you.
For Africa,
and this I'm all roots.
For Africa,
red blood is alright.
For Africa,
red blood is inside.
For Africa,
blue veg and fancy.
For Africa,
from the Zimbabwe.
For Africa,
red blood is alright.
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 And now, the answer.
Number one was You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive. Number two was Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. Number three was Rock Your Baby by George McRae. Number four was Annie's Song by John Denver.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest.
And number five, the year was 1974.
Like a walk in the rain.
Round two.
Round two was on African geography. And the answer to number six, that desert covering North Africa, is the Sahara. Number seven, Sudan has the most pyramids in Africa. Number eight, the largest lake in Africa is Lake Victoria. Number nine, Africa's northernmost point is in Tunisia. And number 10, the tectonic plate that is separating from the Nubian plate is the Somali plate.
Round three.
Round three was old news, and a reminder that you can be 1 year either side here and still score the point. Number 11, Everest first being climbed was 1953. Number 12, the first man in space was 1961. In the territory of the Soviet Union. Number 13, Roe vs. Wade was 1973. Question 14, the Mount St. Helens eruption was 1980. Just for road and bridge repair. And number 15, the death of Queen Elizabeth II was 2022.
Round 4.
The final round was literature, and the answer to number 16, Katniss Everdeen is the protagonist in The Hunger Games. Number 17, Call Me Ishmael is the opening line of Moby Dick. Number 18, the Arthur Miller play that is a dramatisation of the story of the Salem witch trials is The Crucible. Number 19, the Charlotte Bronte novel was Jane Eyre. And number 20, it is Piggy's glasses that start the signal fire in Lord of the Flies. That's it for Pod Quiz 1091. Some messages. Happy birthday, Gags. Here's to a lifetime of Pod Quiz over a nice glass of wine and cheese. I love you, from DeVoe. Happy birthday to James from Laura. They've been married for just 1 week. Happy 13th birthday to my best trivia partner, Olive. And also happy 7th birthday to Junie from Mum. And happy birthday, or palju õnne, uni pervux, to my Estonian fan Laura on her special day, from Captain and Doctor and the whole merry crew. Bye now.